All the biggest hits. Yeah. All day long.
And the biggest guests. You know what it is. Weeknights with Callum Gallagher.
Callum Scott is here.
Hey, man. Two of the best Callums in town.
Correct, my man. What an amazing name. But I've got a bit of a grievance, right?
Oh, God.
And it's not your fault.
Oh, no. But is it my mum's fault?
It is.
I know exactly what you're going to say as well.
You only have one L.
That's the correct way to spell it, Callum.
Right. I've had this argument a million times.
Callum, so when you're in the... Have you been to the US?
Yes, I have, actually, but I've never had the argument over there.
No, well, they call us Callum.
Hey, Callum.
Hey, Callum. I've been called Callum Scoot before. How... Can you imagine that? Hey, it's Callum Scoot. I'm like, oh my God. Shall I tell them or do I just... Hey guys, it's Callum Scoot on... What do you do with that? But yeah, it's Callum for the record. But yeah.
Well, that brings me swiftly to my next thing. I was going to ask if you have any nicknames, but since you've been to the US and they call you Callum Scoot... That...
Oh no, it's so bad.
That
so
is bound
bad.
To stick. Every time I introduce your tracks from now on, it's, hey, this is the new track from Callum Scoot.
Please don't, Callum. One Callum to another, please don't do that.
I got your back on this one.
Cheers, buddy.
Oh, man, I feel like we are best friends. This is
we
good.
We should just go for drinks.
Do you like Nando's?
Oh, cheeky Nando's or just a Nando's?
Oh, cheeky Nando's. Cheeky Nando's.
Everyone's got time for a cheeky Nando's.
Let's go for a cheeky Nando's after this.
Cheeky Nando's with Callum Scoot.
What does Callum Scoot get at Nando's?
Well, I'm a big fan of the butterfly chicken, I must admit. Mm. And I daren't go above a medium spice. I worry that if it's too hot, I won't enjoy it and then I'll be put off. So I'm medium's my stomping ground, I think.
Have you ever went down the way? I know that's like sacrilege.
Yeah, it is sacrilege. But, I mean, to go down from what you're used to is, I mean, it's a step backwards, isn't it?
But actually, no, because I went to Mango and Lime and I've changed. I'm a Mango and Lime man.
Used to be all about the spice and now it's the lemon and herb.
Next time, yeah. I'm not going to stoop that low. Next time you're standing at the counter in Nando's and she goes, what spice? You're going to go, Mango and Lime.
I'm going to think of you. I'm going to think of you.
And you'll love it. Right, tell us about your new tune then. You Are the Reason. Bit of a romantic tune this, isn't it?
It is a little bit romantic. It doesn't have to be though. I mean, I wrote it to try and be as broadly understood as possible. So my personal reason was my grandma. She basically did teach me all the things I am now, like, you know, to be kind and understanding, considerate, all those lovely things I am. But the lyrics lend themselves to it being sort of a message that love can conquer all. So, you know, like in terms of, say, a relationship, you're going to have your ups and downs, you're going to fall out, whether that's, you know, with your mm-hmm. siblings or with your parents or whatever. But the fundamental love that you feel for each other will get you through it. So, you know, family's always going to stick together, hopefully.
Mate, I'm welling up.
Don't lie, Callum.
Tell us what the rest of the album's like, man.
It's not full of ballads, Callum. It's not full of ballads. I don't want to be one of those guys.
Surprise? Not gonna
I'm
lie.
Depressed. I'm going to put Callum Scott on. You know, I don't want to be one of those guys. No, to be fair, it's really mixed and varied. You know, I've got the ups and downs in there. I've got, you know, songs about, you know, celebrating confidence and celebrating who you are as a person, who you love and who you are. And then I've also got songs on there that are a bit more personal, you know, about my sexuality and about growing up and, you know, trying to feel empowered by that as well. So songs that are sad, don't get me wrong, I've had my heart broken a couple of times, so that's in there. And then also celebrating success and empowerment and confidence.
And hey, your European tour kicks off soon and you're going to be back up here. You're playing Glasgow.
Yes, mate.
On Friday the 13th.
Yeah, I know, I was quite scared about that as well.
Who picked that day?
You're not going, are you? I'm joking. I'd love to see you there,
I'll
mate.
Be there. Since it's Friday the 13th, I'm going to be there throwing stuff, kicking off, making a
rotten
ruckus.
Fruit.
Yeah, I'm coming in with tomatoes.
You'll get stopped by security, mate. You won't be able to take tomatoes into a gig.
Would they stop you taking tomatoes into a gig? Because it's not they don't look for that sort of thing, airport security. You know what I mean? If you rocked up with a tomato, they'd probably let you on. Yeah.
Well, you never know these days. They'll probably, if you're going to use it as ammunition to pelt at me whilst I'm singing, they might take it off you.
Can I just say, if anybody's going to see Callum when he's in Glasgow, don't take any sort of stuff to throw, because that's not nice.
No, it's not. Stop encouraging this, Callum.
See, if you get hit by something, I swear, I will feel terrible.
And it's going to be something huge, like a bloody artichoke or something like that.
Good luck to somebody getting that in.
I think you'd conceal that quite easily.
Let's move on. It's coming up nearly 3 years since you were on Britain's Got Talent, because that's where you made your name, singing Dance on My Own. Does it feel real yet?
Nah, it feels like a complete dream. I swear to God, I'm going to wake up either in a face full of lemon and herb Nando's or at the photocopier of my old job, just like, oh, it was just a dream. I hope not, though. Especially not a lemon and herb. At least if I'm face down in a medium Nando's, that's all right.
I want to talk about your Twitter, because you put up a tweet, right, and it says this: nothing like your own bed, gonna miss it while I'm away, thanks at bed company. And hashtag ad, there's a picture of you sat beside a bed. On the bed there is no sheet, there is no duvet, there is no pillows, just between us, right? It's just you and me, man.
Okay,
is that your bed?
It is my bed. It is my bed.
Is that?
It wasn't dressed. Apparently, that's what you call it. It wasn't a dressed bed.
Because, of course, you're taking your bedding on tour with you.
Yeah. Well, this is it. You know, I don't want to sleep rough. So I just take my mattress wherever I go.
That weird guy that takes his own pillow place.
Yes.
Listen, man, we've only got a few minutes left. So
that sounds so sad, Cal, just to say we've only got a few minutes left.
Listen, there will be a cheeky Nando's happening at some point. The next time you're in Scotland, I'm totally going to set that up.
I'll be offended if you don't.
I'm going to look like a massive fangirl on Twitter, though. Like, hey, man, remember me? I was the guy with the sign at your gig. marry me. Right, let's do a screenshot roulette. It involves your phone,
okay,
your screenshots folder, and I've got a roulette wheel here, which I will spin. Whichever number the ball lands on, you've got to go into your screenshots folder and count back that many screenshots and then tell us what it is.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Here we
this
go.
This is not
chucking
fun.
The ball on. Just out of curiosity, where are the worst ones likely to be? Further back or closer to the end?
Probably further back, if I'm
honest. There you go. It's number 33.
Jesus. All right. So we are scrolling back far.
I'm joking. It's 13.
All right, I was going to say, I don't think I've got 33.
I don't think there's a 33 on this wheel.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Oh God! Okay, so it's not so bad. I was screenshotting. I feel a bit bad really, because I screenshotted this guy who was writing a status. He was a bit of a rant, but he. There's this thing that me and my mate have where we pick up on what people spell. And, you know, so I'll read it out to you. It says, to understand that the people have fought for their country. Fought is spelled F-O-R-T. So I send these to my mate and I circle them and I'm like, how? Like, why? Why can't he spell fought properly? It's just a pet hair.
I'm laughing because I did.
Oh my God, Callum.
We are the grammar place.
We're so connected.
Mate, I don't get this with anybody else. Please hurry back and see us.
Yeah, man, absolutely. As soon as you'll have me.
Callum, thank you so much for being here. And listen, best of luck on the tour, and I'll try and get to Glasgow. And if an aftershock hits you, then you'll know I'm there, man.
Where it's come from.
Callum, thanks so much. It's Callum Scott, everybody.
Thank you, man.
Listen live every Sunday to Thursday evening.